Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to Retirement Results, the national radio show and podcast for listeners like you who want to protect and grow their hard-earned money. In a world filled with so much uncertainty and financial risk, we seek to cut through the noise and build successful plans for hardworking Americans on their road to financial freedom. Retirement Results is powered by Active Wealth Management, a team of fiduciary advisors who always place your needs first. And now, your host. He's a registered Social Security analyst, member of the Forbes Finance Council, and author of multiple books on retirement planning. Here's your chief financial advisor, Ford Stokes.
And welcome to Retirement Results. I'm Ford Stokes, your chief financial advisor. I've got Sam Davis here with us on the mic. He's our senior financial advisor and co-host on the show. Sam, say hello to everybody.
Welcome to the weekend, Result Drivers. Thank you so much for tuning in. Appreciate everybody who reached out to us after last week's show. And we've got another one for you this week. We've got some great tips on the longevity challenge. We're finding that people are living longer retirements than ever before. So we want to help you live the best retirement that you can during those 20, 30 years or even longer that you spend during your retirement.
Yeah, so the title of this show is going to be The Longevity Challenge. We're going to make sure that your money lasts longer than you do, believe it or not. We're going to try to make sure that your money outlives you, so you've got money to pass on to your heirs, but also really enjoy that retirement as well. And we just want to give a shout out to all the listeners who've made Retirement Results the number one listen to radio show on AM 920 The Answer on the weekends. We really appreciate that. We appreciate all of our WDUN listeners as well. We are going to be going off the air on November 2nd. We've urged our family here over at AM 920 The Answer to get us on the FM dial. That just hasn't happened. We're getting, you know, it's great. We've got a great lineup of people during the week, but I think we're getting fewer and fewer listeners. And so we've made the decision. We're going to focus in on our ever-growing podcast for Retirement Results. And you can check out Retirement Results on, you know, over at retirementresults.com or anywhere where you get podcasts. November 2nd will be the last WGKA date, and this weekend will be the last on WDUN. We really enjoyed being with you folks around the lake as well. Thanks for welcoming us into your homes and into your radios as you drive around. But again, we're going to try to focus on our ever-growing YouTube channel and also our podcast. We've got over 200,000 views of our YouTube channel, and we've gotten calls off those and things like that. And also our podcast is averaging, I don't know, over 15,000 people per month in listenership, which is great. We're going to continue to grow that. So we're going to put some resources into that. And we've been on WGKA, Sam, for 6 years. And so many people have reached out to us. And also, if you wanted us to stay on, we'd love to hear from you. We could consider staying on, but right now we've made the decision. I think we're going to bow out on November 2nd. But if you want us to stay on, if you want to work with us and you want to get a free financial consultation at no cost to you, it's a $2,800 value. All you got is reach out to us at retirementresults.com/plan. That's retirementresults.com/PLAN. Just put your name, email, and phone. We'll give you a call and get started right away to helping you build that financial plan for a successful retirement. Again, our goal here on the Retirement Results Show is to help you build a more tax-efficient, more fee-efficient, and more market-efficient portfolio. We want to build for that successful retirement for sure. But again, on this week's show, we're going to be talking about the longevity challenge and making sure your money lasts longer than you do. We want to make sure your money outlives you. Here's some things we're going to be talking about today. The fear factor, why outliving your money tops the list. We'll explore why retirees fear running out of money more than even death itself. We'll also talk about longevity risk, and we'll explain it, kind of what it is and why it matters. And a simple breakdown of kind of longevity risk, the factors that drive it, and how living longer than expected can stretch savings thin without a solid plan. We'll also talk about old rules and new risk. How can yesterday's strategies really still work? I mean, do you really want to keep doing the old 60-40 portfolio that's a 73-year-old investment strategy that was born by Harry Markowitz in 1952? Probably not. We probably want to update that plan a little bit. And we'll also do an inflation demonstration, talk about why rising prices are a longevity threat, and then also turning fear into freedom, making longevity work for you. We'll give you actionable steps to transform the fear of outliving your money into a confident plan.
And now for some financial wisdom. It's time for the quote of the week.
All right. This week's quote of the week comes to us from one of our nation's founding fathers, Benjamin Franklin. He's on the $100 bill and he's on our notes for the quote of the week this week. He said, "A long life may not be good enough, but a good life is long enough." And we really just want to do everything we can for the people we work with and all the people in the future who reach out to us and start doing their retirement planning with us, that we can put together a financial plan that puts their concerns at ease, put together a plan that accomplishes their income goals and allows them to do all those fun things that they want to do in retirement, you know, travel, spend time with family, friends, maybe start a new hobby or continue an old one, maybe start a business. And whatever it is that you want to do, we want to help you do that for a really long time. And that's why we're talking about making sure that your money lasts on today's episode.
That quote's great because you really need to understand not all of your years are equal during retirement either. And you're probably going to spend more money in your 70s than you are in your 90s, as an example. You'll travel more, things like that. If you're in the go-go years, that's those 60s and 70s years where you're in the go-go years of retirement, you may want to consider, you know, you'll spend more. You want to try to save for those years for sure. But then when you're in your 80s and your 90s, you may have a little bit more slow go years. And then obviously in your 90s and going towards 100 years old, you might be in no-go years where you're closer to hospitals, things like that. So, and we've seen that with our own, my own parents and my in-laws. They don't stray very far from hospitals and their doctors. It was interesting. We had birthday dinner for Diana, for my wife, Diana, on Monday night and with my mother-in-law. And, you know, she's talking about how she's going to have a great week. She didn't have any doctor's appointments, but next week she had 3 doctor's appointments kind of lined up. And she was talking about how free her week was because she didn't have doctor's appointments. And sometimes it's, for those of us that are younger, it doesn't really compute because you might go to the doctor once a year or 2 or 3 times a year. And so, you know, versus 2 or 3 times a week or 4 or 5 times a week. And so you do want to plan to really enjoy your retirement in your 60s and 70s and really generate that income for retirement. And we're going to talk about that today. To honor Charlie Kirk, we're always going to give a Charlie Kirk quote. And so let's do that right now. This quote from Charlie Kirk is about capitalism and socialism. He says that socialism puts people in poverty. Capitalism gets them out of it. Completely agree. That means you also need to stay invested. Let's stay invested out there. And you can also invest in products that will get you market-like gains without market risk, like fixed index annuities, and replace the bonds within your portfolio. Just for the income portion of your portfolio, let's say 20 to 40%, I would encourage you to do that. If you want to generate an income you can never outlive, then I would encourage you to go ahead and reach out to us at 770-685-1777. Again, 770-685-1777. Or you can visit us at retirementresults.com. We've got a schedule a consultation button in the upper right corner, and you can just click on that, and we're happy to help you get going on that financial plan. And if you've been a longtime listener and you haven't called our office, I would encourage you to go ahead and do that now. Again, our last show will be November 2nd on WGKA. This weekend will be our last show on WDUN. I'd encourage you to reach out to us at 770-685-1777 and take advantage of that free financial plan. It's a $2,800 value. We'll get into what the details of that financial plan are right after the break. You're listening to Retirement Results on WGKA, AM 920 The Answer, and WDUN.
Call 770-685-1777 to schedule your free, no-obligation meeting with us today.
Do you have a vision for what you want your retirement to look like? I'm Matt McClure with the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife. Planning for retirement can be overwhelming. A survey from GoBanking Rates shows that one-third of Americans don't think they know enough about retirement, and they're probably right. So if you fall into that category, how do you know where to begin? Well, you've got to know where you want to go before you start planning how to get there. That's where having a smart vision for your retirement comes in. Whether you want to be a jet setter during your retirement years, want to take it easy in a quiet cabin in the woods, or start a new adventure by opening your own business, you should set that goal and keep it in mind throughout your working years. Retirement expert Dean Wagenspach said during a recent TED Talk,
I want to challenge all of us to redefine retirement away from depart, remove, withdrawal to a new definition, a blending of pay, passion, and purpose.
Still, retirement looks different for everyone. Sit down with your spouse and talk about your retirement goals. That will make it easier to determine how fiscally responsible you need to be now and how much income you'll need to make it happen after you retire. That's right, I said income. More and more retirees are finding that cash flow is more important than one big nest egg number.
That's when you want to say, hey, listen, I want to start thinking about all of this accumulation that I've done through these decades of working. How do I begin to think about turning what I've saved and what I've accumulated into paychecks after I retire?
That's Lee Baker, president of Apex Financial Services, speaking to CNBC. He says annuities are a great option for most retirees to generate an income you can never outlive. That's especially important since life expectancy has grown over the years, so you'll need to plan for a longer period of time than you may think. So, do you have a smart vision for your retirement years? That's a key question to consider as you start planning how to get there. With the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife, I'm Matt McClure.
Schedule your free, no-obligation consultation today by visiting RetirementResults.com. Now, back to the show.
And welcome back to Retirement Results. I'm Ford Stokes, your Chief Financial Advisor. We've got Sam Davis here with us, our Senior Financial Advisor and co-host on the show. Sam, let's talk quickly about what people get when they meet with us. Let's go through that in detail. And we're going to keep talking about this longevity risk and how to make sure your money outlives you on this week's show. It's a really important show. It's also one that I would kind of bookmark. And also, if you're going to retirementresults.com, you click on the episodes, this would be one of those that I would kind of star, make sure you know which one it is, because this is a really good one to help you kind of build for that successful retirement. So when people come in to meet with us, it's a $2,800 total value that we give to our listeners absolutely at no cost to them, because we want to make sure that you can make an informed financial decision about what you're going to do with your money. And we're fiduciaries, you've got to put your needs ahead of our own, all that kind of good stuff. And so here's what you get. Number one is you get a portfolio analysis that kind of tells you the risks you're taking and the fees you're paying with your current portfolio. So you'll understand what an expense ratio is. You'll also understand what your expense ratio is within your portfolio. Expense ratio kind of added up with 12b1 fees that come from mutual funds and other internal fees. Even ETFs have some, you know, internal fees, but the expense ratio is much lower with exchange traded funds. And we implement our portfolios with ETFs, and we use some strategic asset allocation and some tactical asset allocation, but we're going to help you understand the fees you're paying that your advisor likely isn't telling you about. In addition to your advisor and portfolio fees, you have an expense ratio that also is kind of a hole in the bottom of your water bucket of your nest egg. And you don't want to lose too much water out of the bucket, right? You want to keep your nest egg as whole as possible to keep it growing and keep that principal growing. So fees can erode that. And we want to make sure that doesn't happen. Number two is we're also going to help you understand the risks you're taking as measured by standard deviation. Standard deviation is a measurement of risk in the financial world, and we're going to help you understand what your standard deviation is. And one hint that I would tell you is we'd like to see the average rate of return equal or exceed or come very close to the percentage of standard deviation as well. It is actually far more important to reduce your standard deviation than it is to increase your average rate of return, especially as you age in retirement. You don't want to keep taking huge risks and have huge swings. You want to make sure that you've got a much smoother ride during retirement. And so number one is we're going to give you that portfolio analysis to understand the fees you're paying and the risk you're taking.
Yeah. And for another one of those first things we give you is a RSSA roadmap, which is a Social Security maximization report. And that's going to be prepared by a local registered Social Security analyst. And we've got two of them in our office. And Ford, when I got into the office this morning, I was looking over some of the materials from your recent interview with US News and World Report. And you were interviewed about some important things coming up with Social Security. So we're really proud to have some active wealth and retirement results representation in that upcoming report.
Yeah, it's the first time I've ever been interviewed by US News and World Report. I've been, I've written articles for Forbes and Fortune before and Fox Business. It was really a whole lot of fun. We talked to her for over 30 minutes. I was the first RSSA she spoke with, so we were able to kind of help frame the article. But we really talked about the basics of the cost of living adjustment that's going to come out in mid-October. And I want to go through a few of those right now, if I could. Number one is the cost of living adjustment kind of aims to help beneficiaries of Social Security benefits keep pace with rising costs so that they can buy the same amount of goods and services. The Social Security calculates the cost of living adjustment based on the changes in the CPI-W, which stands for the Consumer Pricing Index for Urban Wage Earners and Clerical Workers, CPI-W, as measured by the U.S. Department of Labor. What's interesting too, Sam, is the SSA compares the average CPI-W from July through September of 1 year to the same previous year, the same period the previous year. So they're not even looking at the entire year. They're just looking at July through September. So they're not including all the heating bill costs and things like that of the winter, as an example. Also, one question we get quite a bit is there always a cost of living adjustment? Well, if we have stagflation or deflation, believe it or not, there wouldn't be a cost of living adjustment. It doesn't happen very often. Generally, we do have cost of living adjustments. Another question we get quite a bit, especially from folks that are Social Security age eligible, they ask, hey, will I forfeit years of COLAs if I delay Social Security? And the answer is no. The COLAs are not forfeited due to dealing with the start of Social Security benefits. People eligible for SS retirement benefits receive credit for all the Social Security cost of living adjustments that occur after they turn age 62, regardless of when they choose to start drawing benefits. Listen, when you take Social Security, that decision of when you are going to take Social Security is going to be the number one or number two most important retirement income decision you're going to make regarding your entire retirement. Don't leave it a chance. Go ahead and work with either Matt McClure or myself. We're two of 24 registered Social Security analysts in the state of Georgia. We're almost 10% of the entire registered Social Security analysts in the state of Georgia. I would encourage you to reach out to us at 770-685-1777. Again, 770-685-1777. And we're happy to help you plan for your Social Security, help you maximize you and your spouse's Social Security income benefit, because that is going to matter in retirement. We want you to really enjoy retirement. Getting that consistent income is going to be vital for your retirement. So I encourage you to reach out to us at retirementresults.com/plan. That's retirementresults.com/PLAN. Put your name, email, and phone in there, and we will get back in touch with you and get started right away on your RSSA roadmap to maximize your Social Security. It is just a really big deal. Hopefully, it'll be a nice cost of living adjustment for all the recipients out there. Just so you know, a cost of living adjustment is a response to economic changes. It is not a reward for good work. It is just a response to the economic changes that are going on. One other thing you can do is you can view your COLA notice through your SSA account on SSA.gov, on the SSA.gov website. And in 2024, we had a 2.5% cost of living adjustment. In 2023, we had a 3.2% cost of living adjustment. Also, I want to make sure you understand the cost of living adjustment will be announced in mid-October, and the checks and the additional money will start going out in January to all the Social Security beneficiary recipients.
Well, thanks for it. And I look forward to seeing that report, as do the rest of our followers, our radio listeners, and our podcast subscribers. If you have not taken advantage of that free RSSA roadmap prepared by either Ford or Matt, and working with the rest of the team here at the office, highly encourage you to do that. The information that you get out of that Social Security report alone is worth so much. In fact, Ford, I think on the market, this is a $250 value, and we're providing this for free in addition to all the other planning services.
Yeah, we want to try to help you better plan for your retirement. We feel like it's important to educate folks before they start working with us, and we look forward to helping you.
Yeah, and it's important because Social Security is one of those income sources that you hope you can really count on in retirement. And as we kind of transition into the rest of the show, we're going to be talking about kind of that fear factor, that fear of running out of money. You know, just to look at what the numbers say, this is from Investment News. Gen X, they lead the way. 70% of people who are in that Gen X generation say their top financial fear is running out of money. Millennials said 66%. Boomers feel a little bit better. I think that's part of that reason is they're already in retirement, living on Social Security pensions. Hopefully they have a good financial planner and advisor on their side. Also, 45% of U.S. workers age 50 and up list outliving their savings and investments as their greatest fear. That's from Transamerica Institute. And 62% of older adults have already cut spending on essentials like groceries and medical care due to rising costs. We don't want anybody to worry about running out of money in retirement, especially if they're an active wealth client.
Yeah, for sure. We want to help you maximize and make sure that your money outlives you and make sure you've got a retirement income surplus and not a negative retirement income gap. We'll talk more about that and how we can really help you lengthen your dollars during retirement. We're here right after the break. You're listening to Retirement Results on AM920 The Answer and WDUM.
We'll be back in just a moment to continue helping you navigate your financial journey. Stay tuned for more Retirement Results.
Do you want a steady stream of income for retirement? Then it's time to consider annuities. I'm Matt McClure with the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife. Gone are the days when most employers offered pensions with guaranteed lifetime payouts to their workers. But what if I told you that you can build your own personal pension? It's possible with an annuity. An annuity is a financial product that provides a series of regular payments to an individual over a specified period of time, often for the rest of their life.
There are several options for you to consider when choosing an annuity. Be confident in knowing that there is an annuity out there that can meet all of your needs.
Ford Stokes is founder and president of Active Wealth Management and author of the book Annuity 360. There are several different types of annuities, including fixed, variable, and fixed indexed.
A fixed annuity offers a specific guaranteed interest rate on their contributions to the account. A fixed index annuity is an accumulation-based product offered by an insurance company. The growth of your fixed index annuity is dependent on the performance of a chosen stock market index, but your money is not actually invested in this index. This offers you great growth potential and exceptional protection for your investment.
While each can provide tax-deferred growth and a lifetime income stream, variable annuities put your principal at risk in the market.
If you are currently investing in a variable annuity, your funds could be in serious trouble if the market experiences any downturns.
With so many possible choices to consider, it's essential you speak to a financial advisor or professional to help you make the best decision for your future. So, are you ready to consider an annuity as part of your retirement plan? It's a key question to consider as you approach what should be your golden years. With the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife, I'm Matt McClure.
Visit retirementresults.com to schedule your free, no obligation consultation today. And now, back to the show.
Welcome back to Retirement Results. I'm Ford Stokes, your chief financial advisor. We've got Sam Davis here with us on the mic. He's our senior financial advisor and co-host of the show. Sam, we're talking about longevity risk. We're talking about trying to make your money last longer than you do. And one interesting piece of information, there was a quick tip from ASPPA. Extending retirement by just 5 years can raise the chance of depleting savings by 41%. That also, the other end of it is true as well. If you can work an extra 1 or 2 years and maximize that big income, I know you get tired and you don't want to keep working and things like that, but if you can make it to 65 or 67 and and also delay Social Security as well and get that 8% more a year after your full retirement age in a roll-up that you get with Social Security. You get 8% more in income per month and per year. If you just wait each year that you wait, you get 8% more a year. I would encourage you to try to do that. That's a big one. Also, remember, retirement should be more than just a countdown clock on your savings. Let's build a plan that keeps your income strong, your lifestyle secure, and your future worry-free. Visit retirementresults.com. Click that schedule a consultation button in the upper right corner and schedule that no-cost consultation. You'll get booked directly into our calendars, and we're happy to help you.
Yeah, and I think where a lot of people really have this fear for it is that they've been working 25 to 40 years at their career, consistently saving every 2 weeks, continuing to save for that rainy day, put money away for retirement. And once they actually step away from work and they start drawing down some of those assets, it doesn't feel so good to some people to start to see some of those assets deplete. And they worry, you know, can I continue to do this if I'm going to be retired 30 years? And, you know, the fear is somewhat justified. If we look at some of the facts, a 65-year-old American today can expect on average to live another 20 years. That's just an average. People go into 85 if they make it to 65. Medical advances and healthier lifestyles mean more people are reaching 90 and even 100. Ford, I know that a lot of people have stopped smoking in the United States. That is just not as common as it used to be. It was funny. I was watching Airplane the other day, and I was reminded that there used to be smoking on airplanes back in the day. Even in restaurants growing up, I mean, really a casino would maybe be the only place you would ever see somebody really smoking indoors in public. And so with a lot of people just having healthier lifestyles, they're living longer. Yet only 37% of adults really understand the life expectancy and the implications. That's from TIAA.org. So Ford, that is really the main reason why when we're doing plans for anybody, we're doing them all the way to age 95 at a minimum.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people may feel like, oh, I'm not going to live to be 95 years old. Well, the CDC says that if both members of a married couple live to be age 65, there's over a 50% chance at least one of us live to be age 90. So we really should plan for that longevity risk. We work with a lot of folks, a lot of couples that where the gentleman will bring his wife in when he hits 70 years old, and he wants to have a financial advisor around to help his wife should he pass away early. And we love helping those folks. It's great. I would encourage you, if you're one of those people, I'd encourage you to go ahead and reach out to us at retirementresults.com. Click that schedule a consultation button in the upper right corner, or go to retirementresults.com/plan. The other thing we will do is we'll give you a free copy of my book, The Smart Retirement Plan. It's an ebook. We'll give it to you absolutely no cost to you. All you got to do is reach out to us at retirementresults.com/PLAN.
Yeah, and we've been calling people who request that book and sending them their copies and getting a good response from that. So let us know if you want to get a copy of that book, or if you have any questions, if you're concerned about longevity risk in retirement, you know, planning for 25 years of retirement, but turns out you live 35, that could be a problem. The longer you're retired, the more years you're going to have those healthcare costs. You know, Ford, you were talking about your mother-in-law's got 3 doctor's appointments next week. You know, as you get older, the amount of medical appointments on your calendar is going to go up. And so that can lead to higher healthcare costs as well. And just a reminder, Medicare's annual enrollment period is coming up. So if you're 65 or older, it's an important time for you to make sure that you're covered on the healthcare side as well. And, you know, these are just some reasons why it really matters to start putting together a solid plan before you get to that starting line of retirement. I know a lot of people get excited about approaching the finish line of their careers and actually stepping into retirement, but just so important to make sure you have that plan in place, because you're going to need a plan that can stand that test of time for decades.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely matters. And I, a lot of people don't want any burdens on their children. We want to help you make sure you don't do that. The other three things that we give you in your financial plan, by the way, is we give you a financial plan to your 95th birthday with your current asset allocation, your current portfolios, and your current plan that has nothing to do with us. And we'll give you a score between 0 and 100. It's objective, not subjective. We'll also, again, you'll understand, you know, your expense ratio and your standard deviation, the correlation of your assets. So that's number three. We're going to give you, hey, here's what your current plan looks like. Here's what your income looks like. Here's what your effective tax rates are during retirement, all that. All that is has nothing to do with us. It's 100% your current plan. Then number four is we're going to give you a financial plan to your 95th birthday, also with a retirement income gap analysis that is great because it's going to give you, hey, are you starting with a monthly positive retirement income surplus or a negative retirement income gap? We're going to help you understand that. So, and with our recommended portfolios and also with our recommended full diversification mix, when we're diversifying between insurance products and assets under management, equities, ETFs, things like that. Also, we utilize, as I said before, exchange traded funds and equities to implement our portfolios. We stay away from, as much as we can, we do everything we can to stay away from, mutual funds that have high 12b1 fees. We also refuse to sell or market any variable annuities because variable annuities or securities also have high M&E fees, which are mortality and expense fees. We try to stay away from those as well. A lot of bank advisors will recommend variable annuities to the little old ladies that walk into their bank lobby. We encourage you to stay away from those. Let's do everything we can. If you have a variable annuity, we want to give you a variable annuity x-ray or an annuity x-ray. If you have an old annuity that's in or out of surrender, we have products that are offering as high as 27% immediate bonus that could help backfill any surrender charges. We also have products that are giving you 8% guaranteed interest into the income account. We also have products that are giving up to 113% of how the Invesco QQQ performs with or without bonuses. With the bonus, it's 75% of how the QQQ performs. And without the bonus, it's 113%. Why wouldn't you try to take advantage of getting 113% of how one of the highest flying indexes over the last couple of decades is performing without any downside financial risk? We think that's a really good idea. We've had more and more people doing that. So go ahead and reach out to us at 770-685-1777. And then number five is we'll give you a financial plan to your 95th birthday with our recommended portfolios and a strategic Roth ladder conversion plan that will delete the IRS from being your partner in retirement over a 5 to 10 year period. We'll do everything we can to minimize the taxes you're going to pay, but you're going to save over six figures by implementing a Roth ladder conversion plan if you have over a $400,000 IRA. It's just the bottom line. It's just simple math. If you want to save six figures in retirement, I would encourage you to reach out to us at 770-685-1777. Diane and her team are standing by to take your call this weekend. No matter what the time is, we're there ready to take your call. We love hearing from our listeners. We want to hear from more of our listeners, especially on WGKA and WDUN. We really appreciate y'all. We are going off the air on WDUN this weekend, and we are going off the air on November 2nd. Will be our last show on WGKA after being on the air for 6+ years on AM 920 The Answer. We really want to help you better plan for your retirement future, for sure.
Yeah, and as we approach our next break forward, we're about a minute away. Just want to give people an idea of the big picture. If you're recently retired, you know, retired in today's environment, or if you're thinking about retiring in today's environment in the next few years, you're facing likely a longer lifespan, definitely lower bond yields, and definitely higher healthcare costs than previous generations. If you're just setting it and forgetting it when it comes to your portfolio, we really feel like you're doing yourself a disservice. Definitely take advantage of some free analysis like what we're able to offer you here at Retirement Results and Active Wealth Management, and start to put together that plan that gets your investments in line with your risk tolerance and something that's appropriate for someone who is about to retire or in retirement, and supplement your income with a fixed indexed annuity by placing a protective floor on that portion of your portfolio and making sure that between Social Security and a personal pension that you establish through a fixed indexed annuity, that you're not going to run out of money in your retirement.
Yeah. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about the difference between just a pension that you'll get from a normal company, which is only like 16% of all S&P 500 companies still offer that. And then how much better it is to generate your own personal pension. Come right back. You're listening to Retirement Results on AM 920 The Answer and WDUM.
Retirement Results. We'll be right back. Learn more and contact the show at retirementresults.com. Are you concerned about rising taxes and how they could affect you and your family during retirement? If you have an IRA balance over $400,000, you could save six figures in retirement taxes than you would be paying during a 35-year retirement. Find out how much you could save today by scheduling your no-obligation Roth conversion consultation with Ford Stokes of Retirement Results. Learn more and schedule an appointment at retirementresults.com. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Visit retirementresults.com for more information. Miss part of today's show? Retirement Results is available wherever you listen to podcasts and online at retirementresults.com.
And welcome back to Retirement Results. Result Drivers, I'm Ford Stokes, your chief financial advisor. We've got Sam Davis here with us on the mic, and he's our senior financial advisor and co-host. And first of all, you may be wondering who a result driver is. A result driver is someone who listens to this show. They listen on our podcast for sure. Make sure you check us out. Wherever you get podcasts, just search Retirement Results. Also, go to retirementresults.com and click the episodes button. You can listen to any of our episodes there. Now let's talk about the difference between a normal company pension and a personal pension. So when people come to us and they want to roll over and do a lump sum pension, let's say you worked at AT&T or you worked at other big companies that are local in Atlanta. We have a lot of people that come to us and say, hey, should I take the lump sum pension? And the answer is yes. Almost 100% of the time. It's 99.9% of the time, because as long as they offer it, because you can get a bonus on the money that you're going to roll over. But also, if you've got it, if you're linked to market-like gains, which in a normal pension, it's not. It's they use a SPIA, a single premium immediate annuity, to implement those pensions. And those are not market-linked. What you want to do is get an indexed linking to your annuity money. So you want to be able to work with and purchase an annuity that has an underlying market index where your money is linked to, so you could get market-like growth without market-like risk or market risk, period. Zero is your hero on annuities, so we want to make sure we stay there. But if you can get the growth rate with those indices that you're, and you may split those, you may go 50-50 or a third, or whatever that looks like when you're doing the allocation each and every year or every 2 years, whenever you're annual point to point is, we can help you do that. And it's a great thing to do to try to get to market linking so you can get growth on your annuity. You want to make sure that the growth on your annuity and the illustrated rate, at least the estimated rate, outpaces your withdrawal rate. So therefore your money doesn't run out. And when you pass away, again, back to the theme of this show, your money outlives you and you've got money left over, account value, to pass on to your heirs versus just running income only. That's the difference between a regular company pension, which is funded by a SPIA, versus a personal pension that's funded by a fixed index annuity that is index linked.
Yeah, and we prefer that because it's just a much more efficient way to get the withdrawals that you need in retirement. Because simply put, when you're retired, you're going to need income. Every day, Saturday, especially early in retirement, you're going to be traveling, you're going to be doing different things. You're going to need to make some withdrawals. And doing it with a fixed indexed annuity and something that is structured and has guarantees and protections built in is going to be better for you in the long run than simply following the 4% rule, which is a rule of thumb. So on a $1 million portfolio, theoretically, you could take out $40,000, 4%, and not run out of money. You know, Morningstar did a 2025 analysis and actually suggests it might actually be closer to 3.3% as a withdrawal rate to keep things as safe as you could. So keep in mind that you want to be efficient when you're withdrawing your assets. And we believe a fixed indexed annuity is a great way to do that. We can put together an illustration that shows you how one of these personal pensions can fit into your plan. And you really need some additional income to supplement Social Security, because Social Security, according to NCOA.org, is only going to replace about 40% of your pre-retirement income. So where are you going to get the rest of that 60%? Some of it may be from withdrawals, but if you have the right personal pension or annuity in your plan, it can take care of that difference, that income gap. Another one I want to mention is that 25% of pre-retirees expect Social Security to be their primary source of income, while over half of retirees say it already is. So you're going to need to find a way to make up a difference. Like we just said, you don't want to have to just be pulling off of your portfolio for income when you need it. That becomes really hard to do and very difficult. Think back to earlier this year when the tariffs were first announced and we had a dip in the market in April. If you were planning on taking a withdrawal around that time, now you're pulling that from a depreciated asset base. You're locking in those losses. Psychologically, that doesn't feel good. I mean, wouldn't you rather have something that looks more like a pension where, just like Social Security, those checks keep coming every month? And it makes it so much easier to plan. Our clients like it because they know how much money they're going to receive each month. They can follow their budget. They have that extra money to, you know, spend on those discretionary costs and those discretionary things. And it just leads to much more peace of mind in retirement. And with the remaining investments, you can really have that risk tolerance that makes more sense for you.
Want to know where your hard-earned money is going? It's time for an inflation demonstration.
All right, Ford, this week's inflation demonstration is really just explaining how inflation really just eats away that buying power of your dollar. And if you're living on a fixed income over decades, that can really take a toll. The Center for Retirement Research at Boston College finds that retirees are more harmed by inflation than near retirees. I'll say that again. Retirees are more harmed by inflation than near retirees because income sources outside Social Security are less indexed to prices. You know, Ford, with a lot of the fixed indexed annuities that we are illustrating for folks and helping them build in and structure into their portfolios, the growth on those is such that In many cases, they see increasing income potential over time, which is great because your assets are invested not in the underlying index, but linked to its performance. So zero's your hero. You're not going to have to suffer through any down years, but you get to participate in the positive years, which is a great thing. And Social Security's cost of living adjustment of 2.5% may help. But many inflation pressures like housing and healthcare are climbing faster than that. So that's another way that inflation is really kind of eating into your retirement plan. And in employment versus price reports, price increases of essential goods remain among the top concerns for U.S. households. I'm sure you, Ford, and everybody listening knows that when you go to the store, things are just more expensive these days. It could be food. It could be things at the hardware store. I was at an Ace Hardware earlier this week and was just shocked seeing how some of those prices have increased over time. And so you need to understand that it's not going to be enough just to, you know, maintain that income level in retirement. You're going to have to keep up with the cost of goods over a 20 or 30 year span.
Yeah, completely agree. Be careful about how inflation can erode your retirement. Also, remember Milton Friedman said that inflation only comes from one place, and that's Washington, D.C., when they're printing money. It's not necessarily from just companies.
It's the final countdown. So let's recap what you may have missed. It's the final countdown.
So we talked about the longevity challenge, making sure your money lasts longer than you do. We discussed a little bit of the fear factor and why outliving your money kind of tops the list. We talked about longevity risk. We explained it and what it was and why it matters. We offered up a free annuity x-ray or free pension x-ray. Go ahead and reach out to us at retirementresults.com. That's retirementresults.com. And we're happy to help you for sure on any annuities you may have, whether you've got a variable annuity, regular annuities, or if you've got a question whether you should take a lump sum payment or not. We get we have a lot of AT&T clients that end up taking the lump sum. So if you're an AT&T worker, I would encourage you to reach out to us as well. And we want to do everything we can to help you build that tax-efficient, fee-efficient, and market-efficient portfolio. remember, when you're looking for information about retirement, if you're going to be a bear, be a grizzly, be as aggressive as you can about that. Thank you so much for listening to Retirement Results on AM 920 The Answer, WDUN. We look forward to doing the bonus segment here with WDUN. And again, our last show on WDN is today, and our last show with WGK on AM 920 The Answer will be November 2nd. So we'll go ahead and reach out to us at 770-685-1777. Again, 770-685-1777 to take advantage of that free complimentary $2,800 value of financial planning. Absolutely no cost to you. We're going to help you make that informed financial decision about your retirement future. Have a great week, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Retirement Results. You deserve to work with an independent team of fiduciary advisors that will strategically work to protect and grow your hard-earned assets. To schedule your complimentary financial consultation, call us now at 770-685-1777. That's 770-685-1777 to connect with a qualified advisor. To learn more about our mission and our team, visit retirementresults.com. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Active Wealth Management are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results.
Registered investment advisors and investment advisor representatives act as fiduciaries for all of our investment management clients. We have an obligation to act in the best interest of our clients and to make full disclosures of any conflicts of interest. Please refer to our firm brochure, the ADV 2A Item 4, for additional information. Fixed annuities, including multi-year guaranteed rate annuities, are not designed for short-term investments and may be subject to restrictions, fees, and surrender charges as described in the annuity contract. Guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuer.
Hi, this is Ford Stokes, Chief Financial Advisor with Retirement Results. You've saved your whole life so you wouldn't have to worry about your money when you retired, but you worry now more than ever. You've been a good saver. You have $500,000, $1 million, or maybe even more. You should feel confident, but you don't. You're worried a big loss will wipe you out. You want to retire, but you don't. You're worried you don't have enough. Any of this sound familiar? It should, because we hear these things all the time from people just like you who are preparing for retirement or even already retired. So why do you worry so much? It's because you don't have an actual plan in writing, nothing to guide you through retirement. Retirement Results helps people just like you. You'll get a free customized written retirement plan. That's right, free and no obligation. Schedule your meeting now at retirementresults.com/plan. That's retirementresults.com/plan.
Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Get started on your free portfolio analysis and financial plan right now by visiting retirementresults.com.
And welcome to the Retirement Results bonus segment. Thank you for listening, all of you WDUN listeners up and around the lake. Hope you're having a fantastic start to your fall. You know, looking at the calendar today, Ford, it is October, and we want to extend an invite to all the listeners up and around the lake and on our podcast to reach out to us and start taking advantage of some of the complimentary planning services that we're providing. We talked about a few of them on today's show, but Ford, we're here just to kind of extend that helping hand. You know, no pressure, just providing you all of the information that we possibly can to help you make better decisions about your money and about your future in retirement.
Yeah, I mean, we love working with the folks in Hall County and Gwinnett County and North Forsyth County around the lake. We work with a lot of folks. Our office isn't too far in Alpharetta. We're right off exit 12, not too far from Halcyon. And people just kind of take Suwannee Dam Road over and come see us for sure. Also, Matt McClure does a good amount of seminars in Hall County at different libraries around there. So if you want us to do a seminar at your local library, I would encourage you to reach out to us at 770-685-1777, or you can just send me an email at ford@activewealth.com, and I'll make sure we get one scheduled in your area so you can hear how to maximize Social Security and how to generate significant income during retirement and also how to grow your assets. We've got a seminar that kind of covers all of that in right around 50 minutes. And it's pretty action-packed, but it's great. And then we answer questions after it. And if you want to attend one of our seminars too, all you got to do is reach out to us at retirementresults.com or activewealth.com. Again, reminder, the financial advisors at Active Wealth, we're the ones that power Retirement Results. We're also super sad that it's going to be, this is our last show on WDUN. It just, we felt like we needed to focus more on our podcast and our seminars. And the family over at WDUN, we've been on their air for a little under a year, and you guys have been great. We've really enjoyed it. But at the same time, we just weren't getting the same amount of interaction. We do get a lot of interaction when we do seminars, however, in Hall County. And so we encourage you to reach out to us at 770-685-1777 if you want to attend one of those seminars.
Yeah, and now is an especially important time. If you've been listening to our radio show, we shared the news a few weeks ago when the Fed had their latest meeting and announced that they're actually going to be dropping rates. So much like how people will refinance their mortgage or take advantage of things when rates change, you could be refinancing your annuity. We've been doing some old annuity replacements lately for some people, really making a big difference. One in particular is going to be more than a $10,000 difference at minimum for their annual income in retirement. $10,000 extra a year would mean something to you. I think it really owe it to yourself to look into it and see what you could be missing if you've got an older annuity and want to see about getting that replaced.
And yeah, we offer that annuity X-ray, and I'll tell you what, an extra $10,000 a year will buy a lot of groceries, Sam.
Oh, absolutely. Buy a lot of groceries, you know, take yourself on a vacation, however you like. Just nice to have that extra wiggle room in your budget. So do everything you can to, you know, take advantage of this changing interest rate environment, whether it be, you know, refinancing your home or refinancing your annuity. Both of those things could be great ideas, and we'd love to help you with the latter right there. We talked about the Social Security Maximization Report. This is critical for anybody who's going to be receiving Social Security, especially if you're married, to be able to look on one page in that report and start to make the decision on when you and your spouse are going to turn on those benefits.
Also, with layoffs coming and also government shutdowns, things like that, there's fewer and fewer resources for people to ask questions of Social Security folks. So I'd encourage you to reach out to us at 770-685-1777. And we're happy to help you right away on your Social Security needs and your Social Security planning needs.
Yeah. And one last note from me to all of our listeners on WDUN. If you've enjoyed the show, thank you very much. We may be leaving the airwaves, but we don't have to leave your life because we're going to continue on our podcast feed. So just go to your smartphone, go to your computer, go to wherever you listen to podcasts and just search Retirement Results. Subscribing's free. You can be notified every time we post a new episode, and we plan to continue bringing good information to the people and helping the members of our community plan for a happy and successful retirement.
Yeah, thanks for welcoming us into your home, into your radios with Retirement Results on WDUN. We really appreciate the folks over at WDUN. That's where Matt McClure got his media start, who's also been on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange as a reporter for New York One. But also, if you've been a listener of the show this year and you haven't called, I would encourage you to just pick up the phone and give us a call at 770-685-1777. We'll get started right away on your free financial plan and portfolio analysis, and also help you delete the IRS from being your partner in retirement as well with your retirement accounts. If that's of interest to you, I'm sure it is. We can help you save six figures or more with a Roth ladder conversion. If you have over $400,000 in an IRA, go ahead and reach out to us at 770-685-1777. It's been great to be with each and every one of you. Happy retirement, everybody.
You're listening to Retirement Results, where we help you protect and grow your hard-saved money. And now, back to the show.
We both lie silently still in the dead of the night. Although we both lie close together.
Any bonuses mentioned may be subject to additional restrictions and regulations based on the offering annuity company. You may not receive the bonuses if the contract is fully surrendered or if traditional annuitization payments are taken. And if the policy is partially surrendered, it could result in a partial loss of bonuses. Because these are bonus annuities, they may include higher surrender charges, longer surrender charge periods, lower caps, higher spreads, or other restrictions that are not included in similar annuities that don't offer a bonus feature.